T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, with a lot of public pools closed this year because of COVID-19, a lot of people are using their home pools, maybe even installing them as we head into the hot summer months. Well, here to give us some tips for staying safe is Michelle Hofsa. She's the CDC's Healthy Swimming Program Chief. And Michelle, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So what are some of the basic things we need to know about being safe while we're swimming at home?
First and foremost, we need to make sure our chlorine and our pH are where they need to be. Our chlorine level should be at least one part per million, and our pH should be between 7.2 and 7.8. This is important because the pH is going to determine, how effective chlorine is at killing germs. We can check on our chlorine at least twice a day, and we should be checking at least twice a day, and more often when there are swimmers in the water. Because when we all, as swimmers, get in the water, we're bringing stuff into the water with us that uses up the chlorine, so the chlorine level drops.
What does the chlorine protect us from, and does that include coronavirus?
Right now, at this point, we're not aware of any scientific data that tell us that the virus that causes COVID-19 can be spread in the water we swim in, whether it's a pool or a lake. But what we do know is that most likely the chlorine levels that CDC recommends, that our state and local health departments mandate, should inactivate or kill the virus in our pools, hot tubs, and spas.
And you mentioned how important it is to keep those chlorine levels, chemical levels, where you want them. But you also have to be careful not to mishandle those chemicals, right?
Exactly. So pool chemicals are great at, stopping the spread of germs, keeping our water clear. But if we mishandle them, they can cause serious injuries. Some 4,500 emergency departments visits each year are the result of pool chemical injuries. To prevent these injuries, we should be reading and following directions on product labels, and they're going to include instructions on what safety equipment to wear, such as goggles or gloves, and they're going to remind us that we need to secure our chemicals when we're not using them to make sure our kids and pets don't get into them.
Yeah, 4,500 emergency department visits every year. That is a large number. I don't know if people are aware of how dangerous those chemicals can be.
Exactly. And no one wants to be going to the emergency department right now. We need to be staying out of there.
Yeah, no question about it. Visiting with the CDC's Healthy Swimming Program Chief, Michelle Lofson. One of the things, Michelle, that I have covered over the years is the danger to young children and how quickly a pleasant day at the pool can turn into an absolute tragedy, as drowning is the leading cause of injury-related death in young children. Talk about how we can prevent those deaths.
So when our kids are in the water, we should be paying close attention to them. We should not be on our phones or anything else. We should be focused just on our kids, and we want to be no more than arm's length away from our kids when they're in the water. We also, if we're backyard pool owners, want to put fencing around our pools and locks and alarms on our doors and windows. We don't want anyone sneaking out of the house and jumping into the water.
And it's amazing how quickly it can change because, a lot of people think that if a child is drowning, you will hear them. They will make noise. They will splash. They will cry for help. And in many cases, that is simply not the case.
Exactly. You know, drowning can happen quickly and it can happen quietly. It doesn't it's not like it's portrayed in the movies. So we got to make sure we're keeping a close eye on our kids and you know, making sure we have fencing around our pools and locks and alarms on our doors and windows.
And so what about playing in the pool? What kind of things do you recommend, especially in the age of COVID when we have, you know, social distancing? You still want to keep that up even when you're swimming.
Definitely. So, you know, whether we're in or out of the water, we want to make sure we're at least 6 feet away from others, and we want to make sure we're not sharing items with other people. If we're bringing a beach ball or something else to the pool, we don't want to be sharing that with people we don't live with. We also want to make sure we're wearing masks when we're not in the water. I say that because, you know, if the mask gets wet, you know, it's going to be hard to breathe through.
Yeah, that is for sure. Any other CDC guidelines that you have for us this morning? Anything new that you want to make sure our listeners know about as they head out to take a swim?
The most important thing with COVID right now is to stay home and not be going to the pool if you are sick. To learn more about healthy and safe swimming, go to cdc.gov/healthyswimming.
All right, very good. That's cdc.gov/healthyswimming, and the chief of the Healthy Swimming Program at the CDC, Michelle Hafsa. Thank you very much for joining us this morning and providing some good advice as we try to cool off.
Thank you. Have a great summer.
You too, and enjoy the pool today, folks. The news is next on Total Information AM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.